Well, there we go. Man, it sure helps if you plug the mic in. My goodness. All right. So, good evening, Patriots. I bet that was a nice little, like, what in the world? Where's Bards? Like, everyone's looking around, and I'm running around here. Let's try that again. Good evening, Patriots. Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson. And tonight you're listening to Film and Music.
This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher. Soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Well, good evening, Patriots. I was spending most of the day on live chats, meaning like go-to meetings on calls, and had not switched the mic over to the mixing board. So, there we go. What do you know? Once in a while, get shaken up, and you're like, what in the world is going on? So, let's start out with a couple of our public service announcements. Top on our list today is Bardsfest. And as I said, the updates are coming. They're working. We're finishing them up right now. Updates that will update the Bardfest page right now, currently. There's been a couple small updates. If you go to bards.fm/bardsfest or /bardsfest, you'll see buy tickets now. That's for the family arena. And that's through Ticketmaster. And you'll see pictures of the family arena. It's the indoor arena. Each day's tickets are, it's tickets per day. And it's Thursday through Sunday. So that's all good. That's happening. Some cool pictures there that we had kind of put together. There's a list of speakers. They're going to be speaking there. There's a list of bands and performers. So I know what everybody's looking for. And we're in this, like, really high speed, finalize it this week. So it's all, everything you see there, you're going to be able to participate in. What you want, people want to know is what days and which things that's coming together. What I will tell you is this. It doesn't matter what day you're going to go because you're going to get touched. It's going to be amazing. And it is truly going to be amazing. So we're going to, as we roll this out through this week, it'll get more clear. But the tickets are available. If you want to buy tickets now, that's cool. And it will get better through the week. And then hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have the event tickets available for the outdoor festival as well. All these things are happening at once, and so bear with us, but I think there's enough in here you can start to get an idea of what's going on. Okay, next public service announcement. It might be helpful if I tell you when. Bardsfest, 26th to the 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri, really will end up being one of the biggest revivals in American history. It is literally 4 days of great sermons, great speakers, great celebration of God and music all the way through. There's two centerpieces of what everything we do here, and faith and knowledge. I was on His Glory Today show with Pastor Dave, great show, and I was on there with Dr. Eric Naputi. We had a great time talking about Bardsfest, so that's another one to tune into. So it's going to be a wonderful event. And just don't miss it. We want you there. And here's the thing I think it's important to get, and we talked about this today on His Glory. This is God's event. I mean, we keep talking about it as Bard's Fest, but let's be clear, this is God's event. And as it's God's event, you need to be there. It's not just that we want you to be there, we need to be there. And we really see it this way. And it's not like something we're like, oh, let's make up a cool story. It's nonsense. This is God's event. It has been from the beginning. We treat it like that. We see ourselves as shepherds and stewards of this amazing event. We have an amazing team working together. And it just continues to go that way. So whenever you decide to, but make sure and don't miss that event. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to need your tickets. Get there and participate. It's going to be big. We're excited. And it's going to really kick the snuggers out of the dark side. We're opening with 300 shofar blowing. That's going to happen the night at 8:11, the night of the first night, which is Thursday night at 8:11 p.m. every day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Friday and Saturday, we're going to blow the shofars at 1:11 in the afternoon. As you know, we did 1:11 prayer for about a year. And then Sunday, we'll do a 1:11 blowing of the shofar, and then we will close the festival Sunday evening about 6 p.m. with the blowing of the shofars again. So it's a big deal, and we're really going to rock the heavens. It's going to be a great event to be part of. We're also going to live stream it, and we'll get all those details as they evolve here as we come forward. All right, public service announcement number two. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is running her event, her class, on Saturday, this Saturday, the 10th. And that class is the 20 Mechanisms of Injury, which is a webinar, and it runs from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time. You can RSVP and sign up for that right away. She's donating a small fee per every sign up she's giving to Bard's Fest, which is very kind. And so on top of that, but there's the whole deal is get over there and get hold of that course if you can do it, because this is information we need right now. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight in detail here in just a moment about the importance of information and what we're actually doing through our various stories. And our one and very most favorite CEO is our Mike Lindell, is our public service announcement number three tonight. So MyPillow. MyPillow is, it was interesting today. I interviewed Joe Flynn, and that'll be up tomorrow night. A great interview. Joe and I are good friends. He's the unspoken voice of the Flynn family. We have General Flynn is out there. I have all the respect in the world for him. But Joe has been the engine that did all the fundraising, that did the protection of his brother. I mean, he was the one that found Sidney Powell. Joe has been that engine, that dutiful younger brother that never quit. And Joe is just an amazing engine and an amazing patriot. He's fought for this nation, still does. Very successful business guy. He's put his whole business career on the side to fight for this nation. So he's like another Mike Lindell. But what he was telling me today is that Mike has been leading the effort to kind of dig into the foreign intelligence aspect of the election fraud. And, of course, this is all costing lots of money. And I also know that Mike Lindell is just dumping tons of money into protecting this nation and ultimately, as he says, saving the world. So we're supporting him every way we can. And, you know, I just had a great conversation today with their marketing person, Don. They're just a great person. And just kind of giving me an update on the great savings they have. You know, they've got a couple different things going on right now. We love their products. I love their products. I think they're great. So, of course, we've got the slipper revolution. She brings it up. She's like, man, you guys are selling slippers. And I'm like, yeah, we are. We got a slipper revolution going. That's awesome. So you can get those discounts. Use the BARDS code, promo code B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. Patriots, I want to be really clear. When we do that, that money that we receive that comes from your sales goes right into BARDS Fest. And right now, all of that money that has come in, thanks to the tremendous support from MyPillow. MyPillow has contributed over $40,000 to Bard's Fest. All right, that's just incredible to me. And that's just, I just see this as an amazing quid pro quo. I mean, it's literally like everybody's benefiting. We help them, they're helping us. So they have great products. I love what they do. You know, and this is just the way we're running this. I mean, of course, I'm pushing hard for MyPillow for two reasons. I mean, one, I love Mike Lindell. I think he deserves that support. He's been putting everything into this, and he doesn't ask for anything. And two, as we push forward and we help build their company up bigger, which is what we want, they're in turn contributing huge amounts of money into Bard's Fest. And Mike Lindell is going to speak. So it's all a win. And so, you know, this is about the family supporting each other. It's just a great thing. So anyway, as we move forward with this, we are going to continue to push for big support with MyPillow, and it's just a great company to support. So there you go. That's where I'm at. Great company to support. of Mike Mendel. So go to MyPillow.com and use the Bards code B-A-R-D-S. That's the promo code. Get great savings. 40% off of my slippers. You got 30% off of mattresses. They've got a Giza Dream Sheets thing going on. 2-for-1 low price and free shipping. That's a big Nestor latest promo. Their MyPillow premium pillows are $29.98 with your promo code. Wow, that's pretty good. What do you know? Like all sorts of deals. I might have to go back over there and shop tonight or something. Who knows? Oh, and don't forget their doggy beds. You can get a doggy bed for $19.99. And so, wives, if you know your husband's been bad, buy him a doggy bed. Husbands, if you know you've been bad, get ready to sleep on a doggy bed. You know, like, get over there. You're on the doggy bed tonight. And he'd say, is it a MyPillow doggy bed? Yes. Good. I'll be comfortable. I'll sleep on that doggy bed. You know, something like that. So that's all good stuff. All right. Enough of our public service announcements. You got it. MyPillow.com. Bards code. Bards promo code is the promo code Bards, B-A-R-D-S. Okay. So I had some really interesting conversations today. Kind of about the future of the Patriot. Where we're going as the Patriots and as a new economy. And this has been a big thing of me this week, and I'm going to continue to talk a lot about it because the only way we're going to move forward here, Patriots, is to accept a couple of things. And I'm talking to some really influential people around the nation. This system that we're currently operating under is corrupted at every single level. It's like everything we touch in it has been somehow doused by Luciferian hate. It really is. And it's really a disgusting existence. I mean, the parts of the economy we never imagined possible that have been touched, just like the medical industry. We've seen how dark and horrible this industry has turned out to be, as doctors are like, the greatest one is 60% of the doctors in the entire United States have either not taken the injection or taken one of the injections, and yet they're pushing the injection on their patients. You know, do as I say, don't do as I do. They know the dangers of this thing. And we're witnessing literally the destruction of our society driven through the engine of Western medicine. So that's one of the many institutions that are corrupted. We know the tech is corrupted. It's horrible. And of course, two on the top of the list are entertainment, movies, film, and music. Those two areas are it's just like the Luciferian pit of hell in each one of those places. One's basically both driven out of Hollywood. Interestingly, as we talk to people, we're finding increasingly a number of people in Hollywood that are just like, this place is sick. I got to get out of here, which is good in many ways. But it also is, we need to start taking the lead on a lot of these things. Now, one of the things we're working on right now at Bardsfest at the outdoor area is that we're going to set up a space. We're trying to set up a space where we'll have Patriot films running the whole time and just be able to go in and watch a viewing of a film. And there's a number of films now that we have, and they're great films and informative. Some are, it's just basically things that we know that if we go out there on the web, they're going to get banned anyway. And we will continue to push that idea because we're trying to inspire the creativity within the whole Patriot movement far beyond just a Patriot movement. This is a breakaway economy we're building. So on one hand, you have to have infrastructure, kind of a digital infrastructure. And if we really pare it down, which is kind of interesting, and this was the gist of the conversation today, was like, what do we actually have? So if we pare it down, we have Gab.com. Now, not everybody likes Gab, but let me just be clear here. It's not about whether you like it a lot or a little. The fact is we actually have a platform right now that's very robust, that has been built out very beautifully by Andrew Torba, and it has the capacity to do streaming video. It has the capacity to do social media, and it's a free speech platform. So we have that there. And obviously we also have BitChute and there's Rumble. There's a lot of diversity breaking up into these areas. I bring this up because with this, we're starting to develop an alternate infrastructure that's guaranteeing freedom of speech. And that's going to give the diversity of of voices. Brighteon is another one. I forgot about the Brighteon. And so we have a number of them out here that are being positioned where Patriots can get their content up and it can be solid and safe and we can share and create that diversity of discussion that we need. Diversity in a good way, not diversity in the left crazy way. But a real complex discussions that we can have on difficult subjects. I can't even speak. So as we talked about this in the area of film, and it was really interesting to have this conversation today. It was kind of two areas have emerged that are very interesting. Obviously, one is, as this is, podcast, which is basically the modern radio. And then there is film, but in the new type of film, which is using a lot of the tools that are available now to anybody at a much lower cost. Hollywood productions have become obsessed with CGI, massive budgets. I mean, we're talking tens and sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars for a budget for a Hollywood film. And when you get an innovative filmmaker in this day and age to put together a documentary or put together a film, you can usually see those films produced for $50,000 to $100,000. That's a tremendous difference in your return on investment. It's a tremendous difference on what you're looking at in the whole way that media is produced. Hollywood is a very centralized model, and it uses big studio spaces. There are some studio spaces, one in particular I know of right now, that is a Christian studio space that is built in with all the sound stages and so forth. So there's a lot of connectivity that's starting to happen quietly around the back end. Outside of Hollywood, outside of the corporate reach, because what corporate's trying to do right now is gobble up the ownership of the content. It wants to own the rights to everything so that you have, if you're going to watch it, you have to go through them and pay them. We have to start thinking in terms of breaking away. And it's very critical about the stories because quite literally, as the tagline in my own company, Expedition Cafe, is stories are what define us. That is literally the truth. I mean, stories and narratives shape the way we are. And we need to have new content. Now, the thing is that one of the moves that has been made is that if the content is produced and it's like purely Christian content, and this is something to really consider and put into your heart, and I've spent a lot of time on this. There is tremendous amount of stories to be told if we put God in our heart and we let God not be restrained. I think that's a very important statement. And as we learn that and we start to see the range of things, we're going to find that there's an amazing creativity and expression that comes from that I think will stun the world, quite frankly. As long as we let God lead and we don't restrict God into a space of saying, okay, we have to have a story about the Bible. I'm not taking any of the stories away. Be clear about this. But I think it's central, and this was the discussion that I had today with some really good people, is that what we're lacking right now in the areas of entertainment, in particular film and music, is that we have lost the trust in the artists and the trust in the production and the trust in the directors. That we no longer have trust that they will produce something and that there will be a product that won't have some sort of Luciferian or symbolism stuck in there that they need to get through. And so we're migrating away from these areas because there is no trust in these people. And even worse is that many of these actors and actresses are participating in that in one way or another simply because it's a job. That isn't the way that we can live. We can't constantly live in a place where there is no trust. So where we are right now is in a massive change. And I've used that term. I mean, I say that a lot, where we are right now. We are literally at a cusp of massive change. We know that. The question is, how do we take this and where do we go? We have to pivot back to what we're trying to communicate in this country. We have to get back to the values and the principal foundations of what this nation was built upon. And that whole principle of creation in this country is built first and foremost on the pillar of respect and love of God. That's the moral law. And if we work from that pillar and allow God to work through us. There's an amazing range of incredible stories and human stories and engaging stories that can be told and tell the human experience in so many different ways. It's an interesting story that I was told today about Mel Gibson. And this is the person who knows Mel Gibson personally. And talking about the development of the Passion of Christ. And this is where this came in, because it's an amazing film. And Mel knows Hollywood very well. And this is how the story was told, that Hollywood wanted gore and violence. So Mel says, I'll give you gore and violence. I'll give you the most... I'm going to give you one of the stories of the greatest gore and violence ever in human history. And so he created, with that, this very graphic and very moving Passion of Christ. And in so doing, what happened in this, which is interesting, is that Hollywood accepted it. This is a really interesting story, is that Hollywood accepted the film based on what its loving criteria of gore and violence, and yet in so doing accepted the story of Christ within its distribution system. This is an interesting way of, I mean, what we're talking about is how you can maneuver through these systems. Now, I'm not in any way, this is just for me, that's a hand of God working right there in a magic way, in a powerful way. So all of this kind of leads to a re-stimulation of creativity. We have become very accustomed to storytelling being very flat and storytelling being very Hollywood and very fake. And if we're going to step forward, we have to start thinking in terms of telling stories that have that moral foundation, that accept that there are certain things that just aren't appropriate to tell. I mean, we know that Hollywood has become obsessed with symbolism, sex, violence, graphic horror, and artificial settings, which is CGI. As we move forward into this storytelling, there has to be some responsibility doing this, and we have to pioneer a new way of upholding that. And sometimes pioneering means going backwards. If you've ever seen the Charlie Chaplin films or Buster Keaton films, I mean, those are powerful films that are done that is at, even though they're sets and even though they're settings within there, it's all very real and visceral in its touch and feel. Music is the same way. Music has to start resetting itself back to a frequency, which is 432, that's healing. It's healing to the heart, not a frequency of 440 that's going after the mind. We have to start to constantly move people into a realm where they can find what music they want. The performances are impassioned. And again, it's driven by the right frequency, but also the acceptance that there's just certain themes that we don't need. We don't need rappers in this new era. We just don't need people rapping and screaming about killing cops or shooting people. We don't need those sort of narrative stories talking about how drugs and selling drugs on the street or prostitution. And this is a part where in this culture that we're leaving, all of this has been accepted. This sort of drudgery of human condition has been accepted as the foundation of how to tell stories. Not accepting that as you tell those stories, you're influencing people and you're influencing generations and how those stories are told. We have an opportunity right now to reshape a lot of the world. Eventually all of it. And it's going to be very critical in doing this, in using stories to leverage that, in using our mechanisms of storytelling to tell that. And the principal issue of all of that is going to be the power of the story. Scripture gives us powerful stories. And as we move Scripture into stories that we tell in our lives, there's an amazing story to be told right now, just in our world. Stories of sorrow, stories of great victory, stories of passion. And all of those stories can be told with a underlayment of God and the love of Christ within every one. I like to use as an example, and you know I use Brian Kahenic's music because Brian sings and plays from the heart. He really does. And he plays from the heart of Christ that lives within him. And his music isn't outrightly, doesn't have to be flagged as being quote-unquote Christian. It's a music that speaks with the love of God within him. When you do film that way, it's truth, it's honesty, right? We're driven by the truth, we're driven by the honesty, we're driven by the type of stories that move us closer to him. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to show that like every single time, quote a verse. But if we are keeping that in our heart, God's going to walk with us on these stories. And this is the new era of storytelling that I think we're on the cusp of being able to do. And it has to be part of this breakaway economy. We aren't going to succeed if we don't have our ways of communicating with one another, because stories are going to define us. And I think that's a lot of the key right there, is we're living in a world where stories are defining us. And they're defining us in very negative ways. Our news media is the predominant of negativity, of defining the way people think and relate to one another. And it's constantly based on a manipulation of truth and always the underbelly of lies. If we're going to reset, we have to start looking at the ways to communicate in a way that upholds truth, separates ourselves from this constant cycle of negativity, and raises our frequencies up. That should be an objective for every film, every music out there. And that rests with the artists to do that, and it equally rests with the audience to discern that. We're in kind of a brave new world and an amazing opportunity, because there's nothing in this new economy that we won't have an opportunity to influence and recreate. All that's around us is slowly and will continue to erode and collapse. The awakening is rising across this nation and across the world. People are looking very clearly at what is actually behind the facade. They're looking at what these institutions actually represent. They're seeing the rituals right before us that they before have tried to hide, or at least hide in plain sight. We know more and more that this is a cultish existence. And those that don't necessarily participate in the cult but align with the cult are equally guilty. They're walking in this world where they're accepting these sorts of crazy ideas, from racial difference being taught, to reverse racism being taught, to the identity of difference as somehow a form of unity. We have the whole concept, which is constantly before us, is this acceleration of this belief that killing newborn is an acceptable way of birth control. That's pretty much the entire left. That sex is just a choice and a free will thing to do, that there should be no responsibility when taking on sex. And if you get pregnant, if you can't get an abortion, get a day after pill and it all's good. That the person should have a right up until the birth, even after birth, to have a baby destroyed. These are the sort of sicknesses that have corrupted a valueless and godless society that's wandering out there. So again, as we talk about these stories, if we're going to shape a world, the most powerful things we can start producing are the narratives, the stories, the music that will elevate us in a way of seeing the world through the glory of God's greatness, through the sanctity of life. These are fundamental. And as we continue to tell powerful stories about that to remind us, to move us, we also accomplish developing mechanisms and tools to shine light on that dark hearts that walk in that darkness, and to shake them from their root of evil that they've accepted. We could stand in front of somebody and talk all day long. I can describe to you many things about conflict, for example. I can talk to you about what it's like when your first round goes over your head that's trying to take your head off from a Chechenian sniper. But I'm going to tell you, it's far more impactful if I can put you in that environment and let you witness it through a moment in time that's a real film, a story. It's telling you that story, and you can experience much of that. And if my storytelling is good, I can move you into that moment in time, and in a very short amount of time, give you a taste of that experience in such a way that you'll never forget it. Same is true with music, is we can talk about things, but the resonant sound of music, the way it resonates with our soul, the way that it resonates with our frequencies, our energies, those sorts of power in music can literally transform us in the moment and leave us some in a place of a higher level, a higher existence, and a better connection with God. When we strive for that connection in our new creations, in this new economy, we are working not just as a creator of film or a creator of music, but we're working as an extension of God himself. And we're working using these tools and gifts to elevate up many people, the whole of humanity, not just for the benefit of one. Looking at reverse, look how much emphasis is placed in Hollywood and on the left and in this Luciferian hell that partly runs this world. Look at how much emphasis they place on the visual side of storytelling and on the music side of storytelling. And they're doing it for a reason. I mean, you learn from your enemy. They're not doing it because they think it's just a good idea to defame God. They're doing it because they know they can influence the spirit. They know they can influence the frequencies of a person. And they know ultimately they can draw a person away with the images and sounds that are anti-God, anti-Christ, and move people away. We have to fight back in our own way. And it isn't just to fight fire with fire, but it's to use that creativity inspired by God to elevate up the voices, to elevate up the visual creations, to elevate up these gifts and talents in such a way that when people touch them and feel them, it becomes a living story within us. Maybe that's a piece of pottery that someone has put a story into it when they create. Now, tonight, obviously, we're focusing more on film and music, but within each of these components, as we put ourself and soul in them, and we're relying on God, we are literally moving his message into forums that can be moved across the world and touch many more people. And that's part of the offensive war that we have to play. We just haven't done it enough. We do have filmmakers, and that's one of the things we're talking about at Bard's Fest, to highlight some of that, these filmmakers that are out here that are producing films. And it's many different films. Deep Rig is going to be playing there. That's the new film by General Flynn about the Arizona audit. We're going to have films. We're hoping to play Plandemic, and we're going to play other films out there that people can see and see the different creativities and storytelling of patriots that are trying to reveal truth. That's kind of this year's agenda or theme. But in the coming times, there should be other attempts to elevate that. Our music is another example. We're trying to lift spirits with music, lift the feeling of in there, and raise up that connection with God. As long as we are all doing that together, we are literally walking together, using our gifts and talents that God has given us to move us all closer to him. And if that becomes a central theme in the creation of this new economy, all of this other dirtbaggery that we have with Hollywood and their rancid way of telling stories, their lecherous ways of singing songs, we can leave it behind. And so it all pivots again. It's not just on a few people. It's on all of us to find those gifts and talents within us, in particular when you have an idea to transform it into something. What sets this new economy apart from any other time in history is that every single person has a place. And with the many technologies that are currently in place, every single person has a way to create something in the new economy. In the sense of film and music, it used to be that those capabilities were reserved for big production houses or high-level recording studios. The costs were enormous in access. And so you would have to be reliant upon an existing studio to help you produce the song that you wanted. In today's world, a laptop and a $500 mic or a $1,000 mic, and you're able to start putting together some compositions in music that can compete with some of the best studios out there. And that goes with the same with film. What used to cost $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 for a film set, you can now put together for $10,000 or $15,000 and be able to do everything that they did if you just take time to learn the tools of the trade. So part of this, in kind of closing on this tonight, is to really reflect deeply on this step into the new economy. We have to leave the old behind. We have to make a choice of walking away literally from what was there, leaving it behind. And we have to start looking towards the future, not waiting for other people to create, but pushing ourselves into God to inspiring us to create new things. This new economy is not about exclusion, but it's about inclusion. It's not about an elite few leading the many. It's about everybody working together to improve that relationship with God. And when we do that, the inspired issue is that we're going to be able to find new and innovative ways to pull it all together. So kind of looping back on something I said, and I'm just making a comment here, not excluding anybody in particular. But even though our alternatives to YouTube and our alternatives to Twitter, and it's because I hear this, and our alternatives to Facebook, and I hear this all the time, I can't live without Facebook. YouTube has the best system or best chat. Twitter still is the best. Okay, fine. But there's a high cost to pay for interacting on that. But when we start to think about our content and what we call content on demand, looking at these alternative platforms, whether it's Podbean here for podcasting, whether it's Gab, Rumble, or Brighteon, or BitChute, to be able to put your video products and enjoy them, there are alternative spaces enough now that we should be able to start producing some serious content, our own serials, our own short films, our own complex network of media, not just to talk politics or not just to talk doom and gloom, but now to start truly creating stories that people can be inspired by. And as we do that, we will find the way through this. God will gift us and empower our gifts and talents within us in such a way that the new Spielbergs will arise. The new directors of our time will arise. The new creators of sound and music will arise. The new talents and singers will arise. And they'll arise with the right motive and the right place in their heart. But it begins with us. It doesn't begin with somebody with a lot of money. It begins with us. And it begins with us having the courage to step out, to start creating, and start being part of this new world. St. Charles and St. Louis, the place for Bard's Fest, are going to show this off. We have younger artists. We have great inspiration coming, and we want people to experience it. We want people to see the films that they create, hear the music that they're inspired to create. And it's a range of tastes of music. But the thing to keep in mind is most of these people that are there aren't part of any mainstream. They're part of a dream that they're following, a pursuit through God and his talents. And in doing so, they're bringing something tremendous to this movement. It's the seeds of the new future. And each step of the way as we do that, we're building our strength, we're building our momentum as we tear away from the old and rebuild into the new, all in the name of God and his glory. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening to reflect very deeply on the power of storytelling, the power of the gift of storytelling and how it shapes our lives. Lord, we pray that you'll guide us and protect us in these ways ahead to inspire us, Lord, to help us see that way that we can open our eyes and be inspired to tell the new stories, stories that'll elevate up the humanity, stories that'll honor you in this human struggle, both in the things that are hard to face and those that are glorious to celebrate. But let us find truth at the center point of all of this. Let us find the integrity and the love of you in all stories that we tell, and all stories and all creations of music. Let us reclaim these domains that we can truly be inspired in a new category of creation of these products in such a way that we're inspired by the love of you and inspired by the empowerment of humanity, not the suppression of it or the telling of the darkness to try to bring us down. Let us be in that place each day to listen to you, to be courageous with you, and to step in and to find those new talented and gifted people that you put here on this earth, to raise them up, Lord, the new directors, the new filmmakers, the new composers, the new singers, the new audio producers, the new writers. Let us be inspired, Lord, to push that new window, take the risks, to accept the challenges, and to start creating a whole new body of work that can be shared, enjoyed, celebrated, It truly within, no matter what story they tell, at the center of all things is the love for you and the trust in you and all that we do. And I ask that you help us in this time, Lord, just to empower the storytellers, to bring them to light, because we need storytellers. Stories are what define us. Stories are what bridge that love with you. We say these things in Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen. So, Patriots, it's a wonderful time to be alive. It's a wonderful time to be challenged. And it's a wonderful time to be inspired. Don't let this world take you down. There's a lot of opportunity out here, a tremendous amount of opportunity. But we have to be willing to take the risk and stand on that principle of saying honestly that we are building a new economy. Because we are. It's what we're going to be doing and breaking away. It's truly our version of Exodus. As we leave the old behind to let it burn to the ground. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. An incredible time that we live in that is strengthened through our prayers, strengthened through our relationship with God, who is with us and never will leave us. He'll never forsake us. In fact, if anything, God inspires us and pushes us to explore more deeply into the gifts and talents that he gives. So let us do that. God is going to win this. Let us be part of that win in such a miraculous way. Winning with the gifts and talents we're given to sing the songs, to write the songs, to write the stories, to do the films, to be the storytellers of our age, and to truly awaken the hearts of the many and bring them back to Christ Jesus, our Savior. Have a blessed night. I'll see you this evening for Fishers of Men. Until then or until the next time, God bless and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward. By examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who moved forward. And so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
an old evil that has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.